order in the court, the People's Court. We have a case to bring against defendant Fallon Bonsev.
I'm excited to hear what this case is.
Our plaintiff this morning is Quarantina, because Quarantina is at home. You're sick and you're not feeling good, and you decided not to come in and get Jenny sick and therefore spread it to the entire radio station. Thank you, Tina.
You're so welcome, but I am on the up, Dave. I'm on the up.
You're on the up. Good. What, okay. What was ailing you? Did you have like a virus, or did you have a stomach flu, or you what's going on?
Yes, I believe I had a stomach flu. It was not fun.
Mm, those are not fun. Well, I'm glad you're on the mend, Tina. What is your case from the defendant? Please tell the court what your complaint is.
Well, thank you, Your Honor, for letting me speak today. So basically what it comes down to is every week on Friday, you ask each of us like what our plans are for this weekend.
Yes.
And every weekend, Fallon talks about how she has plans with her and Jake are going to dinner with Jenny and Andrew. Last week, her and Jake went to dinner with our night guy, E. White, and his girlfriend. And I'm single, so apparently now that means I'm excluded from these fun get-togethers, and I feel like I am being unfairly cut out because I am not in a relationship.
Okay.
Okay, I do think there's some powerful evidence of discrimination, exclusion, deliberate ignoring of your friend. We will now talk to the defendant, Fallon Bonsett. Fallon, you are being accused of the crime of deliberately ignoring your single friend.
Yes.
When she would love to be excluded. She feels, do you feel diminished as a person, Tina?
Yeah, I would say diminished.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Do you feel
excluded?
Yeah, it's very hurtful.
Do you feel hurt? Is it hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cry sometimes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you have a choice to bring Tina, but you choose not to. But I'm going to let you defend yourself.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'd like to start off by saying you are lying about these tears, number one. I have only seen you cry twice, maybe, and it was about much more serious items, so BS on that. I would like to start by saying Eric and his girlfriend invited me to dinners and Jake. So, you know, I didn't invite him and then leave someone out. Jenny and I think Jenny and Andrew might have said, like, I think I was like, oh, we should hang out sometime. They said, yeah. Then they were like, how about this weekend? So it was kind of like a mutual thing. And also, I just recently asked Tina to do something. I invited her out for her birthday. And usually when I text Tina and ask her, hey, do you have plans this weekend? She has like 30,000 things going on, and she'll be like, I can fit you in between 1 and 1:30 on Sunday. And in closing, I would like to ask, when is the last time Tina invited me to do something? Because I've invited her to Sea Life at Mall of America, out for her birthday. These are just recently.
Okay, Tina, I'm going to ask you and just answer that one question. When is the last time, and why don't you invite Fallon? Don't talk about anything else. Just answer that one question. Tina, if you will.
I would say the last time that I technically invited Fallon to do anything was when our friend Raven was here for a surprise and I had to organize the surprise. I will say that I'm very bad at inviting people to do things because I normally just have a lot going on and I forget. That's true. That is very true. But if I have things to invite her to, I will invite.
Okay. Do we have a surprise witness? Oh, we do. Weather girl Jenny is here as a surprise witness in the courtroom.
God.
Jenny is about to give testimony in the case of Tina, the web girl, against Fallon Bonsett, who feels Tina feels like her emotions have been marginalized by Fallon Bonsett bullying Tina and not bullying Tina. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Wow.
Jenny, your testimony, please.
So I would like to say I would like to be like very neutral on the situation because Fallon might kill me otherwise. Yeah. And I do a podcast with Tina. But I see both sides of the situation. Mm. I think the problem is that Tina is still, she's a little bit younger, so she's out there getting rowdy on the weekends. Fallon needs to be in bed by 7 p.m. Mm. So,
okay,
like, that doesn't work for Tina to invite Fallon to her things. But it does appear as though Fallon has been doing more couple-y things, and Tina has not been invited to those
things.
Fallon,
would you say that Tina is in any way awkward or a third wheel or a Debbie Downer? Is there a reason why she does not get included?
No, not that she's a Debbie Downer. I do include Tina, like, when I invite my friend Harry to go do something. Like, there are certain groups. You know, I have certain groups of friends.
I do. I don't have any friends myself.
Yes,
but
you've heard of that? You've heard about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like, first of all, Jenny is nuts. Even Tina gasped when she said she's out doing rowdy things, because Tina is typically in bed by 7 p.m.
Let me get a statement from the plaintiff, Tina, but as we conclude, yes. And we are going to ask for jurors here in a moment. We need jurors of your peers. So if you feel you're a peer of Tina or Fallon, then call me. I need three jurors, 651-989-KDWB, to decide the verdict, mm-hmm. and then they'll decide the penalty as well. Tina, do you go out and get rowdy? Because according to somebody who made a statement, you're busy going out and getting rowdy. You don't have all the time in the world for Fallon.
Absolutely not. Jenny wishes that I was.
So Jenny lied? You lied?
That's not true.
I feel like as if Jenny has perjured herself on the stand today. Also, I would like to point out that while I do love Fallon very much and I love to hang out with her, I would also like to hang out with her husband, Jake, but I feel like I never get to, because when we hang out, it's just us gals. I'm not allowed to enter the couple sphere. You know what I'm saying,
Dave? It's because we have a child and I would have to pay for a babysitter in that situation.
You pay for babysitters for everyone else.
Just once. No, when Jenny and when I hang out with Jenny and Andrew, they came to my house.
Order. I'm done taking testimony. I've heard. You ever watch Judge Judy? She's bad A. When she's done, she's done. I'm done with you, and I'm done with all of you, basically. Yeah. So I need jurors. Mm. We need to reach a verdict. Call me at 651-989-KWB. I will also have the penalty phase of the trial coming up, depending on the verdict.
Penalty
phase. Yes.
Can I make closing statements when we come back?
You may make closing statements, and we'll be back in a second on KDWB. Defendant Tina, or Defendant Fallon, please hold. Plaintiff Tina, please hold. We'll be right back on KDWB and the People's Court. And now,
the home of Tootin' Tootin'.
The conclusion. What? Let's move on. The conclusion of the People's Court on KDWB. Tina has brought a case to the court. State your case one more time, your final statement to the court, please, Web Girl Tina.
Basically, I would just like to be included in a couple of things with Fallon and Jake that I feel like I have been unlawfully excluded from because of my singleness. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Tina feels marginalized. Mm-hmm. The defendant is Fallon Bonsett, who says, you're full of it. Fallon, respond, please.
I feel like I spread the wealth. I invite people, lots of different people, to do things, including Tina. And I do not recall the last invitation Tina sent my direction.
We're not talking about her crime against you. We're talking about your crime against her.
My point is, I invite her to do things all the time. I mean, I even invited her to do something this weekend. So I just feel like she has no case. I feel like this is like a made-up case. I was invited to the couple event I did last weekend with E. White or Night Guy. I didn't create that event.
So you're saying that was not your fault. So in other words, you didn't shoplift the hamburger. Somebody put the hamburger in your purse.
If that's how
that's basically
looks,
what you're saying.
If I had no idea that that's
messed up. You are blameless then. Well, that's why we're going to go to the jurors right now. We have three jurors on the phone right now. Juror number one from Spooner, Wisconsin. Juror number one, Pat. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Who did you vote? Who do you find in favor of, juror number one?
I'm going to have to go with Tina on this one.
Tell me why. Why?
I agree with her.
Why is that, Pat?
I agree with her just because, you know, I was single at one time myself. And I never got invited to anything either. Mm. Just because she's single doesn't mean, you know, she can't go out and have a little fun with friends.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pat, for that. I appreciate your time and your testimony. Thank you so much, Pat. Mm-hmm. Let's go to juror number two, Terry in Lake Elmo. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Who are you decided in favor of, Web Girl Tina or Fallon Bonsett?
I go with Fallon. Friendship is a two-way street.
Thank you.
And mm-hmm. if Tina wants to be invited to things, she also has to invite Fallon to things.
Mm, thank you.
That is a very well-stated statement. Thank you very much, Terry, for your testimony. Terry's going, I called in and held 10 minutes for that.
No kidding. Never
Rachel,
again.
Rachel in Cambridge, you got to break the tie, Rachel. Thanks for your service. Good morning,
You're
Rachel.
Welcome.
Rachel.
Hi.
Give me your argument, because I know you considered both sides. Mm-hmm. Tell me how you considered both sides.
Okay, so first off, I just want to say sorry, because I feel bad for Tina, but I would have to agree with Fallon, only because I don't personally like when my friends hold things over my head, because especially if they're single, I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry that you're single, but you know, sometimes you just have to hang out with other groups of friends, and I personally have a lot of groups of friends, so I understand where Fallon is coming from more than I understand Latinas.
If I take this right, juror number three, then you are finding in favor of Fallon Bonsett, yes?
Yes.
I have a verdict in. The verdict is in favor of Fallon Bonsett.
I'm so thankful the people have heard me and understand this.
Okay. So you get no chance to make a victim impact statement, Tina. But if you were going to make a victim impact statement, what would you say?
Wow, I still feel marginalized, especially by Rachel's comments that I need to find new friends and I can't hang out with couples because I'm single. So that's real tough for me.
Tina has lots of friends. She hangs out with her groups of friends all the time, and I have not once been invited to one of those social gatherings.
Doesn't Fallon invite you over to do things like shovel her walk or unload her groceries
from
her car, things like that? Like, hey, Tina, come on over. Bring coffee.
Super meaningful friendship experiences. Yes. Yeah.
Well, there is no penalty phase of this because it doesn't look like the juror found in Tina's favor, so there is no penalty phase. Mm-hmm. I would only say because as you two, you love each other, you're friends, that you both need to be, you need to invite Fallon once in a while, Tina, and Fallon, you need to invite her along so she can be the third wheel and ruin your good times with your other friends.
No kidding. I would like to say also the one example Tina gave of inviting me to do something, I actually invited her. She just surprised me with Raven. That was her
you didn't
one
know Raven's
example.
Gonna be there.
That's not true.
It is.
That's
I found the tea place. I found the tea place and bought the tickets.
The only reason we all hung out that weekend was because I texted everyone and said, hey, let's do something this weekend. And then you decided on tea, which ended up being a headache for me because they only had tables of four. We needed one for five.
It was a very large table. I don't know what the issue was with five.
Would you say that if Fallon doesn't get her way when you make plans that she starts to pout, Tina, or am I jumping to conclusions?
No chance.
I would say that apparently she thinks that she does all the work, even though sometimes other people do some of the work, Dave.
Oh, this sounds like another return to the courtroom tomorrow morning. No, we don't have time. We're busy. All right. Hey, thank you, Web Girl Tina. Have a wonderful day. I'm sorry that your case was a failure.
Oh, okay.
But the jurors have spoken. Bye-bye.